Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you for being here with us. We're delighted to get the chance to be here with you on this Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday in the Catholic tradition. The show's a little bit different. It's going to be a very short program today because over on EWTN, where the radio program runs on hundreds of stations, we've been preempted for other programming. So the Pope is probably doing something or, you know, some important thing like that, which, as you might expect, during Holy Week. However, we will have a program for you, a full program for you for Good Friday, and we will have a full program for you for Easter Monday. So this is the only day that we've been preempted on radio, and so we're here just to share a few things with you for this Maundy Thursday on the other places where we're broadcast, whether it's on the YouTube or the Facebook. Look at, I'm talking like an old man. YouTube, Facebook, our own website, the Catholic Answers app, the new and improved Catholic Answers app that you should get, by the way, or anywhere else. This material will be for there. So you've found us in our secret hiding spot on Maundy Thursday. Why is it called Maundy Thursday? And then I want to get into a few things I thought that might be helpful to those who either would like a review of what we're doing at this time of year, or maybe some non-Christians or non-Catholics would like to understand what it is Catholics are doing and why we always have these fancy terms for things, because the Catholic Church has been around for 2,000 years. And so it's built up this these long traditions. And Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum. And we know that in each of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, at this point, we have Christ instituting the priesthood and the Mass. We have Jesus saying, do this in memory of me. So he's commissioning his apostles to be the priests of this sacrifice of the Mass on Holy Thursday. In John's gospel, we do not have that. John's already taken care of his explanation of the Eucharist earlier in his gospel, especially in chapter 6 of his gospel with the great bread of life discourse, the great mysterious, very challenging bread of life discourse. And any of us who are not challenged by it are not really reading it. It's not something that should divide Christians, but unite us in our awe at the mystery of what Christ is doing in being here with us as a man. So Maundy then comes from what happens in John's gospel. Mandatum, the Lord gives a new commandment to his apostles and disciples in John's gospel. And he shows them the meaning of this commandment by washing their feet. And so often there'll be a washing of the feet associated with Holy Thursday celebrations, whether it's in a Protestant church or a Catholic church or an Orthodox church. Often Holy Thursday is the day where there'll be some acting, a performance really, of a washing of the feet to be a reminder of what Christ did for us. And why did he do it? He did it to teach us. There's no question about that, because he tells us, I'm doing this so that you will have an example to follow. So in the place where the Eucharist is found in the other three Gospels, in John's Gospel, he reminds us of something else that happened that the other Gospel writers didn't tell us about that evening. But in showing us that, he also unveils a whole deeper, or I wouldn't say deeper than the other Gospels, but a whole different, kind of searched level of the whole Eucharistic idea of Christianity, which is that its very root, it is a religion of getting down on our knees and washing the feet of other people, God getting down on his knees to wash our feet and sending us to do likewise. That's the root of all of this, is that way of loving one another. So Maundy Thursday then, or Holy Thursday, Maundy comes from mandatum, which means a new commandment, but it's basically a new thing I'm telling you to do. I always associate three things with Holy Thursday, and so I wanted to talk about those things. Well, first, actually, before I get to those three things, I just want to say something about the word Triduum. We'll hear that word at this time of year, the 3 days essentially before Easter. In my understanding of it, and I think this is correct, the Triduum ends actually with the celebration of the Easter Vigil, which is in many ways the most ancient and beautiful liturgy of the church. That's the high point of the church year, or has been from ancient times, is that Easter Vigil celebration. And that ends the Triduum, which is Holy Thursday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. So I wanted to say something about the three things that we, in addition to the washing of the feet, which gives us the name Maundy, the three things that I always associate with Holy Thursday, one of which I think many Catholics don't know about or have forgotten about, and that is the blessing of the holy oils. So in your Catholic church, you will see a place, usually near the tabernacle, somewhere in the front of the church, but not always, a place where the holy oils, the chrism and the oils of healing, are kept. And these oils are used throughout the year to anoint the sick, they'll be used by the bishop if he's making new priests. They'll be used most especially and obviously in confirmation and at baptism. And they're the best smelling oils in the world. If you can ever get near them, they smell really, I don't know where they get the scents for these, but they smell really, really good. Well, why do we bless the oils on Holy Thursday? And just a brief explanation. In the modern church, we often don't do it on Holy Thursday. It's often done either earlier in Holy Week or the Thursday before Holy Week. The reason for that being, this is the Chrism Mass is a time for the bishop to get together with all of his priests. He calls all the priests together, and then the oils are dispersed to the priest once they are blessed. So the priests take the, and this is a sign of the unity of the church. The whole blessing of the holy oils at the Chrism Mass, and the priests coming to receive them and the priest taking them back to their parishes, the whole thing is a sign of the unity of the church in all these, in this sacramental life, in this sacramental life that involves anointing, whether of the sick or in other instances of the well. Okay, so it's done often before Holy Thursday, however, because in the modern church, churches are so far apart, you know, where the cathedral is so far from the farthest parish church, that the priest can't, in order to do what the priest needs to do in the parish for the Triduum, it's really very inconvenient. So they just do it a little bit earlier, but that is associated. The first thing that's associated with Holy Thursday is the holy oils, the blessing of the holy oils, something that happens every year that many Catholics are not aware is happening, have never been to, have never seen it happen, and even aren't quite sure what's happening when the oils are received into the church by the whole parish a few days later. So the other thing that's associated with Holy Thursday is the priesthood. This is the day on which Christ founded the priesthood. His whole life is a priestly life. So you can't say that the priesthood is founded at an exact moment, I don't think. But the moment that most clearly establishes the priesthood for us is Holy Thursday. He makes priests of the new covenant. A new covenant requires a new priesthood, the new priesthood, a new sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Mass requires the priesthood. And so in saying, do this in memory of me, he is commissioning them as priests. He is authorizing them as priests. He is making them his priests. And so the third thing then that we associate in the Catholic Church with Holy Thursday is the Eucharist itself, the founding of the Eucharist. This strange kind of insistence that Christ has made among his apostles and among the whole public that actually rejected him for doing it, that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you. This is all brought to its high point. It's brought to its point of clarity. It's brought to its culmination on Holy Thursday with the founding of the Eucharist, where he shows us how we are to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Why does he do these things? Why does he give us priests? Why does he give us the holy oils? Why does he call us together as a sacramental church? And why at the very heart of everything do we have the Eucharist? I'm sure he will reveal a great deal about that when we are with him. But for now, I think it's fair enough to say he reigns in heaven as our king, but he does not abandon us. He continues to give us access to himself. And to me, this is always the easiest way of thinking about it, about the sacramental life. The Lord who reigns in heaven while we toil on earth does not want to deprive us of access, even daily access to himself. And so he makes himself available to us in the sacraments so that we might have life within us and have it abundantly. So that's it. That's my little explanation of Holy Thursday. I hope that it's helpful to you. Maybe it's a helpful reminder or refresher. Maybe there's some of that you knew, some of that you didn't know. And if you are not a Catholic, I'll just let you know that on Saturday, in a couple days, at that great Easter Vigil feast, the high point of the liturgical year, we'll welcome new Catholics into the church. And next year, it could be you. And we also welcome Catholics into the church all throughout the year. So it doesn't have to be a year away, depending on your situation and what you could discuss with the local parish. But if you're not a Catholic, you're invited. All of this is for you. Christ did all of this for you, and we want you to have it. And so feel invited and know that it could be yours very, very soon, as soon as this time next year, where we will welcome a whole bunch of new Catholics into the church, but it may be even sooner, depending on your situation. So you're invited. We want you to be part of this. And we sincerely believe with all our hearts that Christ wants you to be part of it, because he wants you to have everything that he's given, whether it's the healing oils at the time of your death, the baptism at the time of your birth, or the nourishment of his Eucharist all throughout your life. So I'm going to read a little something from John's Gospel to conclude and say thank you to you and wish you a very blessed Triduum and a happy Easter. And we'll see you tomorrow and Monday. If then your Lord and teacher has washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. The words of our Lord on Maundy Thursday. We'll see you next time, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.